Good evening. Colt Powers here with Radio On The Go Sports, coming to you from Decorah for the Class 3A State Qualifying Meet. I am here with the boys track coach for the Bulldogs, Coach Dan Albers. Coach, we had Bo Morton officially get in tonight with a second place for the shot put. Any other thoughts of what's going on tonight?
Yeah, Bo had a great night. He's just gotten better and better throughout the year. And he threw two of his throws were 49 feet for PRs. And to get second at a tough district, I'm really excited about Bo making it down in the shot put. We're still waiting, I guess, from the state to hear on the 200-meter dash. But we, doing our quick calculations, think Briggs Wilkie probably has a pretty good shot there. And in fact, we think he's in, but until you hear from the state, I'm always a little paranoid. But yeah, a lot of good teams tonight, and it was, you know, the wind calmed down, which helped toward the end. And but it was interesting. Lots of stadium records, they said. So once the wind died down, it gave us a little better conditions, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah, that wind, that was tough here at the beginning, especially when you were out there, kids, when they were on the backstretch running into the wind, and then kids even throwing and whatnot. I think it made a difference. We had some injuries that prevented some things, and we had some DQs. So a few issues, I think, tonight. But overall, I think it was a really good night. I think we had some PRs with some kids. And, again, with Bo making it for sure. And then hopefully Briggs is able to get in and once we hear officially. So other than that, any final thoughts on tonight, Coach?
Yeah, I do want to mention, you mentioned injuries. Colin Bird had a hamstring. And Colin's been our, you know, senior leader and really a great performer for our track team this year. And actually it was the day before conference. He had a hamstring, I don't know what you'd say, tear, pop, strain, whatever. And he gutted it up tonight, and he wanted to try to run the 400 hurdles, which is his best race. He's had, you know, and he finished it, which is really impressive on one hamstring, because it's basically one of the toughest races out there. And I can't say, you know, Colin's done a great thing for our team as far as his leadership, his toughness, and he's done everything he has, and just kind of breaks your heart when, you know, you're kind of hoping that senior year is going to be magical and something like that goes bad. And that's kind of what happens in life. And he battled and he really gutted it out. And I just give him a ton of credit for his effort.
Absolutely. Ton of credit there, especially finishing out. You could tell there on, I think on the backstretch, he winced a little bit, it looked like, but he gutted it out and finished it. Nobody will ever say he's not tough. He is one tough son of a gun. So, but it was a great job overall tonight. So congratulations on Bo. Hopefully we get Briggs in there. And overall, congratulations on the season. We're retiring or graduating some seniors, and it's going to be tough to get some more kids, but we've got a lot of great potential coming up here through next year. So any other final thoughts, Coach?
No, I'm excited for the future, and thanks for the coverage.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Coach Dan Albers with the Hampton Dumont Cal Boys track team, Colt Powers with Radio On The Go Sports, live from Decorah. Have a great night.